I leave you. Yeah.
You
yeah.
Oh.
You're,
keep
I keep you here. Don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to go anywhere else. You understand English? My. Let's go to how they are. คนไหนคนแปลคนนี้เหรอ
หลายคนนะครับผม
สิงคโปร์พูดภาษาไทยเหรอเพราะเป็นคนไทย
สิงคโปร์พูดภาษาจีนกับภาษาอังกฤษ
ภาษาจีนใช่เนี่ยมันมาเลยพูดภาษาจีนกับมาเลยและอังกฤษด้วยแล้วจะมา you come here toPay respect to the Achans and then you go back to your prison in Singapore, huh? Huh? It's fun, no? Such a huge country, Singapore. The apartments are like chicken cages. Very small. Very small, huh? Just like in Nippon, yeah?You can only go. And you don't make a retreat somewhere, huh?
This trip?
No, no. This trip? No, no. No. This? What? Just 3 days, or 2 days, 2 nights. And how long is your trip?
Oh, I came here on Thursday. I usually stay in Lumpur Pier.
Lumpur Pier. Pier, the complete one.
In Lumpur Patongtan.
From Chitta Phavana.
Lumpur Pier. Lumpur Cha. Lumpur Ananta, Lumpur Pier.How long do you stay with him now?
I've gone to the temple maybe 15 years or 15 years back. I come and go. Like come and go.
Oh, you come and go.
Not stay there as a long now, practicing.
And if you go there, how long you stay there? 2 days?
Depends. If short, 3 days. If it's long, maybe 2 weeks.
2 weeks. What is the purpose of your birth, of your life?
Purpose of your life.
Yeah.
Enlightenment.
Not like that. I have a good idea for being enlightened. You know, just yeah. So that means you're not married, have no children, no?
Not yet.
I mean, if she wants to get enlightened, how can she marry and have children, huh? Huh? That doesn't work together. She wants to get a sotapanna and then have children and marry. And then you, yeah, huh? What is the purpose of your life, huh? Ever thought about it? No. Just working, yeah? Huh? Working, making a living, huh? And then dying.
Killing myself from suffering.
What?
Killing myself from suffering.
You're keeping yourself from dukkha, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? You wake up in the morning, huh? And you don't want to go to work, there's dukkha. Huh? How can you keep yourself away from dukkha? You're hungry, there's dukkha. Huh? You're thirsty, there's dukkha. Hmm? You need to go to the toilet, there's dukkha. Huh? And you're tired, there's dukkha. How can you keep yourself away from dukkha? Huh? Tanya didn't warn you, huh? The only one who knows is Ryan, huh? The only one who knows me is Ryan, huh? You have met me? No.
When you were in Singapore, sir.
What?
When you went to Pali Rai.
Oh.
Tanya is the main person talking about it.
Hmm?
Just talk. Tanya is the main person.
Hmm? Yeah, you have to make up your mind, yeah? I mean, you don't know how long you live, yeah? You don't know what happens within 2 years, yeah? Do you? Maybe if we are all under the earth, yeah? And see the grass growing from beneath, huh? Looking also. Huh? Huh? Tukha, huh? That's the first noble truth, huh? And this, you know, I was talking only about the bodily dukkha. I wasn't even talking about the dukkha of the heart, yeah? We don't like this dukkha, yeah? Especially now with our phones, yeah? She knows it. If you don't have the phone, if you don't know, yeah? I mean, there's no dukkha. In German, we have a nice saying, what you don't know doesn't make you hot. So, why do I have to know what this person says? He has a mouth, he can say whatever he wants. Why do I have to read it? Why do I have to know it? And why do I have to get upset about it? No. We need to answer, yeah? We need to fight against it, yeah? Somebody says something bad about us, yeah? We have to fight it, This makes so much dukkha with these phones now, with these smartphones. Before there were phones, normal phones. That was already dukkha. We had them in our pocket. They weren't smartphones yet. Before that, they were at home. We didn't know if somebody called. That was nice, we had a free life. Now you don't, yeah? And then when you go to bed, you place the phone next to your bed, huh? And you don't see this dukkha, huh? No? You want to get rid of dukkha, throw your phone away. That is one thing, yeah? It's one sort of dukkha, yeah? The dukkha of the body, you only throw away when you die, yeah? But when you die, you just get a new body, yeah? Then you have new dukkha, yeah? I mean, you know this, yeah? Endless circle of death and birth and death and birth, yeah? When the next time you go to Singapore, look at the pet shop, and see the hamster in a hamster wheel, and that's you. Running, but not going anywhere, yeah? He even can't make, he even can't open the door from inside, yeah, and get out, huh? But the Lord Buddha showed us, how to open the door, Through the Four Noble Truths, Dukkha, the cause of dukkha, It's our desire, We want something, we constantly want something, And we constantly dislike something also, We don't like this, we like this, we don't like that. We don't want to meet this person, or we want to meet that person and he doesn't come. It's all dukkha. So this desire creates all this dukkha. Wanting more money creates dukkha. Wanting a bigger condo creates dukkha. Wanting another car creates dukkha. All these things. We have to work for all these things. We have to work and think, we buy, with the money that we earn, we buy happiness, But where does happiness arise? Yes, so why don't we look in the heart in the first place, That's where all the happiness is, But that's also where all the dukkha is. And that's where the cause of the dukkha is, So, when we go into the heart, we can remove the cause of dukkha. Only there. Not by earning a lot of money. That doesn't relieve us of dukkha. Even if we have millions and millions, then the more millions we have, the more dukkha we have also. We don't want to lose them. And the third noble truth is there is an end of dukkha, and the fourth noble truth is sila samadhi paññā, the path that leads to the end of the dukkha. Sila, the five precepts. You know them all. You heard of them? Not causing harm to any living being. Not taking what is not given. Second. No sexual misconduct. Being faithful in one's relationship and not using somebody because of one's power for one's sexual pleasure. So secretary, boss, and so on. And you, when you look at the world, you know it's full of the sexual misconduct. You don't need to talk about it. And the fourth, no lies, no harsh speech. Difficult, The mouth opens by itself, And then the things come out, And then only afterwards you say, maybe this wasn't a good thing, We have to think about before we open our mouth. In German we also have a good saying. Before you open your mouth, put on your brain. And who does that? You have some nice sayings in German. Because people, they just open their mouth talking without even knowing that they are talking. And so that's the fourth. The fifth, no alcohol, no drugs, If we keep these five precepts, and then we train in samadhi. In training in samadhi, we use the Buddha or we use Anapanasati, We close our eyes, we sit comfortable, cross-legged, or half lotus or full lotus or whatever, And then we concentrate on the Buddha, or on the breath, And whenever thought or memory comes in, then we replace it with the Buddha and breath, That's it. Very easy to say, difficult to do. Can you do it? You're 16 years, with Ajahn Piyak. Ajahn Piyak is very good in samadhi. So can you do it? thinking. That's all what we do. We think our world. We don't know what the reality of this world is. Because when we see a tree, we think it's a tree. When we see a flower, we think it's a flower. When we see a person, we think it's a person. We don't know actually what is behind this thought. What is the reality of these things? We don't know. We just, attach a label onto it, and that's it for us. That's the end. When we feel something, we say fear. That's the end. We don't investigate fear. We don't investigate pain. We just, run to the doctor to get rid of the pain, or run to the psychiatrist to get rid of our fear. We don't know what fear really is, we don't know what pain really is. We don't even know what hunger really is, We feel uncomfortable feeling, we need to get rid of it. That's what we do. Normally, don't we? So we don't know anything about us, But we look always outside for the answers, that we want to know. We always go outside instead of inside. So samadhi, when there is no more thoughts, when there is no more memories coming up, how is that like? There is no future, there is no past, there is no fear, there is no loneliness, there is just happiness or peacefulness or whatever you experience. And why do we deprive ourselves of this experience? We work so hard, to earn a little money. But when it comes to samadhi, I'm so tired. Oh, it's so painful. I mean, how how much, you know, I mean, some of you are not so old yet, yeah? I mean, some of you, you know, maybe you have worked for 30 years, you know, so hard, yeah? Huh? But for samadhi, huh? Oh, let's go to sleep, huh? We get a little bit calm, you know, and then the mind falls asleep, yeah? Huh? And then we go, yeah? Instead, you know, I mean, putting the work in something that is valuable, yeah? And that cannot be lost. And that is practice. Huh? Whatever we attain in practice, that cannot be lost. All the money that you earn, or your house, or your car, or your clothes, you know, can be lost. Yeah? Or disappear, you know, anicca. Yeah? But whatever wisdom arises in our heart, yeah? It is not lost. It sticks there forever. Yeah? But knowledge, of course, you know, knowledge that you can, Siri, what is this? Yeah? Huh? This is lost. We know it for one moment and the next moment we lose it. Yeah? Hmm? But the wisdom that we gain through our investigation, that is not lost. Yeah? In the training of samadhi, yeah? I mean, you still can walk. Yeah? You don't train to walk. Huh? So this is not lost. Yeah? Hmm? Only until you know the next life, then you have to train again. Yeah? Huh? You remember? Huh? Next life, you go through 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, learn to walk, learn to talk, learn to write, learn to think, yeah? Huh? Learn to read, yeah? 18 years before you can use this body, huh? 18 years of training, yeah, to be able to use this body, yeah? And then what do? Work. Until we have no energy anymore, yeah? And then we retire and then we just wait for the death to come. Not making any use of this precious life. A human life is a very precious life. It is hard to attain. So don't waste the opportunity. Yeah? What did the Lord Buddha say? Huh? A human life is very hard to attain. Yeah? When in a human life, yeah? Singapore is not so lucky. When in a human life, you know, to see the right Dhamma or to see the truthful Dhamma is very hard to obtain. Yeah? And then, you know, to see an Arahant, to meet an Arahant, you know, or to meet the Buddha is very hard to obtain. So don't waste your human life. Huh? I mean, next life is coming. Yeah. Huh? For sure, if you don't make an end to it. Yeah? And now we can make an end to it. Yeah? Or at least go close, very close to the gate where we can open the gate. Yeah? So that in the next life we can enter. Yeah? But what do we do? Yeah. So difficult. So difficult. So painful. A Sotapanna, for instance, a Sotapanna. Yeah? I mean, he will not be born into the lower realms, so he won't be born into the ghost realms or into the hell realm. Yeah? If we want to attain to Sotapanna, yeah, we have to swim through the fires of hell in order to overcome hell. And that is the same with pain. We have to understand what is pain. We have to experience real pain. Yeah? Before we can overcome pain. Yeah? The same with fear. Yeah? All these things, yeah, that we are afraid of. Yeah? We have to, yeah? We have to really understand. Yeah? We have to swim through the fires of hell. Or we have to swim through the pain. Or we have to experience pain as it is. Yeah? What is pain? Yeah? I mean, once you investigate it, there's no fear of pain anymore, because pain is just pain, yeah? But what is all in your mind? Oh, pain, 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 yeah? I mean, the Singaporeans and the Malaysians, yeah, I mean, in their bathroom, you know, they have a little, you know, they have a little cupboard, it's full of medicine. This for this, this for this, this for this, this for this, yeah? They're so afraid of these little things, yeah? I mean, I was so amazed. You know, I was in Malaysia for quite a few times. In Singapore, I assume it's the same thing. Yeah? Constantly running to the doctor. Yeah? I mean, the Thais are not so much different to you. Yeah? What is it? Yeah, what is it? Your pain? Yeah? It's COVID, the same thing. Yeah? I mean, it's just a, yeah, it's just an influenza, yeah, a little bit harsher influenza than normally, yeah. Even Bill Gates, you know, said, okay, we did that, you know. I mean, we we did not understand this very well. Now that we understand it, you know, I mean, it's not much different from a normal influenza, and only the older people die. Yeah? So why did you get vaccinated? Are you old? Huh? Now, after he sold all these vaccines, yeah, to us, yeah, huh? Or to our government, yeah, huh? Then he says, no much difference. Huh? Sorry. Huh? And all the doctors say every time it's the same thing, yeah? Huh? Sorry, yeah, we did not really comprehend it, yeah? Isn't it? But now we know. And once now we know, yeah, and now you have to take this, and 2 years later say, sorry. Yeah? Yeah? We did not comprehend it correctly. Yeah? Scientists say that all the time, yeah. Yeah? It takes a little bit longer, maybe 4, 5 years, 6 years, you know, they find out something new and then the old theory is not working anymore, huh? Whoever you know us in the scientific field knows that. Huh? No? But we believe it, you know. Huh? We fall for the tricks, yeah? The tricks of the Kalesas. They trick us all the time like this. They say, if you do this now, you will be happy, yeah? And we do it, and we are not happy. Huh? But we never question the Kalesas who tells us that. Huh? Huh? Why did you tell me this? You know, you said I'm happy. You know, I am not happy. Huh? But we still listen to them. Yeah? Every time we listen to them. Because they are in our ears that you should do this and then you become happy. You should do that, you know, and then you get, you know, whatever you want. Yeah? Huh? You know? Huh? I mean, how long can we be fooled? Huh? By these kilesas? How long? Yeah? When is the end when we say, stop? Yeah? I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Because we don't have to listen to them. We can tell them, yeah, go to hell. Yeah, they don't go to hell, they send us to hell. That's a problem. Yeah? But we say, yeah, I don't listen to you. Whenever the Achilles has come, I want this. Yeah, okay, go ahead and buy it. You know, but I'm sitting here in meditation. Yeah, yeah? You can go out and buy it. Yeah, if you want it really that bad. Huh? Can they do it? No. They need us. Yeah? Because we are their tool. Yeah? Through us they get what they want. Yeah? Yeah? And we are so stupid. Yeah? If you have a wife or if you have a husband, you know, I mean, if he tells you constantly, you know, to do this or do that, yeah, when are you going to get upset? Yeah? Huh? Very soon, after 3 weeks or 3 months, yeah. He said, now, yeah, do your own things, yeah? But why don't we say that to the Kalesas, huh? Go ahead and do your own things, huh? It's very interesting, yeah? I mean, I went through quite a bit of training, yeah? Huh? So I was walking Chongkrom and the Kalesas didn't want to walk anymore. I said, okay, yeah, sit down, you know, and I walk, yeah? And then I came back and I was still sitting down there, you know. No, I don't want to walk, yeah? You don't have to walk. I walk, yeah? Huh? They are not me, they are not mine, they are not myself. The Lord Buddha told us this, yeah? The Kalesas are not me, not mine, and not myself, yeah? Just like the Khandas, the body is not me, not mine, not myself, yeah? Especially this body, you know? Yeah? When you go out of this body, you see, ah, there's a body. Well, that looks like me, huh? That looks familiar, yeah? And then you walk around, okay, yeah, that's a body, yeah? And who's out there? Who's looking at the body? Huh? It's a citta. The citta and the body are two different things, yeah? Just like, you know, you have a car in Singapore, you know, you and the car are not the same thing. Huh? But without the driver, the car doesn't go anywhere. No? Yeah? But you were born in the car, you die in the car, you never get out of the car, so you believe you are the car. No? So we have to tear this apart, yeah? This is especially important, you know, for entering Sotapanna, yeah? For entering the stream is to get rid of this, yeah? Notion that I and the body are the same thing. Yeah? So we have to tear it apart. Yeah? We have to throw this body, you know, cut it and put it there in front of us to see, you know, this is the body. And that what sits here and sees it, you know, this is the citta. And it is really firmly separate. Yeah? And if you have the other two fetters, you're now done with, you know, fetter of doubt, you know, and the fetter of the sila, you know, I mean, then we can enter mystery. Hmm? But you won't do that. It is very difficult to do that at home, yeah? Yeah? I mean, still working, you know, 8 hours a day and then coming back from work, you know, oh, I'm so tired, you know, eat something, you know, you watch telly and then you go to bed. Or you, nowadays you don't even need to watch telly, you just watch your phone. Huh? You understand what I'm talking about? Yes, Sani knows it because he hears it all. And Ryan also. But these new faces, yeah? You understand what I'm talking about, yeah? So make use of this life. You have only this life, you know? Because the next life you don't know where you go, yeah? It is very unlikely that we are born as a human being. Maybe some of us go to the heavenly realm, yeah? And if you have no dukkha, you don't need to go out, yeah? Yeah? You don't look for the way out of dukkha, because you don't have so much dukkha, yeah? Hmm? So you spend your time up in heaven, yeah? Until the time, you know, until your holiday money is gone, yeah? And then you go to working hell, yeah? Then you go back to hell, yeah? Yes. We do bad karma. We have 24 hours a day to do good and bad karma. And every thought that we have, every action that we do, yeah? Every word that we say can be good or bad karma. That's why it is so dangerous, you know. Huh? It can be so fruitful, but it can be also so dangerous in human life. Yeah? If you don't have the sati, if you don't know what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the result of our doing is, yeah? Then, only then do we have sati, you know, and can can protect ourselves from doing bad. Yeah? But how often do we have sati? How often do we know, yeah? Huh? Before we want to speak that we want to speak, huh? Hmm? Or what we want to speak, yeah? How often? Hardly ever. Huh? Hardly ever, yeah? And before we do something, yeah? When you go to the fridge, do you know that you're going to the fridge, yeah? Most of the things, you know, are just automatic. We're just like robots, you know. I mean, we programmed ourselves for 18 years, yeah? And then we just sit in the back and sleep, yeah? And let the robot walk. Huh? He has got all the programs in there, yeah? What he likes, what he doesn't like, you know, what he wants, what he doesn't want, yeah? And we sit in the back and sleep, you know, sleep our time off, yeah? Until once in a while, you know, we wake up, what the hell am I doing? Where am I, yeah? Sometimes, yeah? And then we fall asleep again. Hmm? So use the time, and being a human being, use the time wisely, yeah? Hmm? Don't waste this life, yeah? Because next life, yeah, it is very, very unlikely that you're born a human being again. And if you're born a human being again, you know, if you are with the Dhamma, huh? I mean, you have some fortune that some of the teachers from Thailand come and visit Singapore, yeah? Huh? Or that you can go, you know, here to Thailand and listen to some, yeah? But your language skills, you know, I mean, if you really want to listen to the Dhamma, you really have to learn Thai, yeah? Yeah? Because the real, you know, the good Dhamma is all taught in Thai, yeah? It's not in English. When you listen to the talks of Lungta Mahabua, yeah? These are excellent talks, eh? When he talks about every aspect of the practice, right? And how to deal with certain things. Right? But it's all in time. So, you understand? Yeah, so take this opportunity as long as you have some teachers, yeah, here, yeah, and wherever they are, yeah. Maybe Ajahn Dhan is a very good teacher, yeah, Lumpur Dhan, yeah. You don't know? He knows. Huh? Yeah, we have some Westerners. I mean, he's really, yeah. I mean, he used to be, you know, he used to be a disciple of Lumpur Cha, but then, you know, he became a disciple of Lumpa Mahabua, yeah. And he's really good, you know. I mean, also his books, I read some of his books, they are really, yeah. I mean, they're down to the core, yeah. Okay, enough, huh? You have some questions? What? เดี๋ยวนี้มันไปแล้วไม่อยากไปมันก็เห็นแต่มันต้องฉีดยาแล้วต้องใส่หน้ากากแล้วผมขี้เกียจนะ
หมดหนูกำลังจะไปกันค่ะ
นะเดี๋ยวก็สิงคโปร์ก็ไม่มีปัญหาฉีด3เข็มไปฉีดเข็มแล้วนะนะเห็นไหมหลวงพ่อสุดท้ายฉีดยาฉีดเข็มแล้วนะหรือยังติดโควิดมันฉีดทำไมฮะแล้วคนที่ฉีดยาก็ตายฮะช่วงแรกก็โลเคานะ in the beginning that you know they said you know if you take the vaccine you know I mean you don't get covid yeah and that wasn't true and then they told us you know if you don't yeah if you get the vaccine you don't get you know you don't get severe illness that wasn't true yeah so they lied to us just like the creator ฮะก็โลเคาตลอดเวลาฮะบอกว่าฉีดยาก็ไม่ติดนะไม่ติดนะฉีดยาก็ไม่ตายแล้วตายนะมันโลกเขาตลอดฮะก็ไม่ใส่หน้ากากก็ติดนะไม่ใส่หน้ากากก็ติดนะใส่หน้ากากทำไมฮะมีบางผู้ใหญ่นะลุงผู้ใหญ่นะก็พูดนะฮะมึงบอกว่านะมันญาติโยมก็มานะไปหาแล้วเอาฉีดยาหน่อยฉีดยาหน่อยแล้วก็ต้องฉีดยาหน่อยนะฉีดก็ตายไม่ฉีดก็ตายฉีดทำไมฮะแล้วไม่ออกด้วยนะฮะแต่มันพระน้อยมากนะที่มาได้ฉีดยาจะว่าต่อฉีดยาSo no I'm sick yeah since COVID you know I mean all these monasteries were closed you know I mean where should you go huh now they slowly open up you know but only in the morningLumpur Chanli and only in the morning, you know, for 2 or 3. I mean, we are monks, yeah? Yeah? I mean, and the lay people never cared, you know, when they had influenza, they came and offered something, you know, the food, you know, together with the virus, you know, and we took it, yeah? I mean, it is normal, yeah? What did the Lord Buddha teach us, yeah? We are born, huh? We get ill or we get sick, you know, and then we get old and then we die.So I mean, and then you have a strategy of zero COVID, you know. I mean, how can you get rid of viruses that are always there? Huh? It's impossible. Huh? I mean, use your brain, yeah, but you use your phone, nah, that's not your brain, huh? I mean, we educated this brain to be able to think, huh?Not only to think for our pleasure, but to be able to reflect. Yeah? Do you know what reflection is? Yeah? Weighing, sight, yeah? Seeing, yeah? Cause and effect. That's what reflection is, yeah? Do we use it? No. Yeah, just ask. Silly. Yeah? Or whatever, Google, yeah? I mean, whatever. Huh?Use your brain, yeah? Don't just, you know, believe what other people tell you, yeah? Including what I say, yeah? You don't have to believe what I say, yeah? Yeah? Reflect about it, you know, if what I say is proper or not proper, yeah? And this is, yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha said it to his followers, yeah? 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 He said it, you know, and reflect about it, you know, and if you think it is good, you know, then follow it, yeah? If it, yeah, if you try it out and you, it doesn't lead you to good, you know, then don't follow it. Yeah? He didn't say, believe me, I know the truth. Huh? But how many achans are there? You know, believe me, I know the truth. Yeah? I don't know. Yeah? So, don't believe me. Yeah? Huh? Reflect about what I say. Yeah? That is the proper way to investigate. Yeah? Okay, understood? Yeah? Have a nice trip to also the Ajahn changed. You know, when Ajahn Suchai was still there, I would probably would go, yeah. He still kept it, you know, very close to what Lungta, you know, what the monastery was like when Lungta was still there. It has changed too much. So I don't like it that much anymore. Okay, yeah. Any more questions? Huh? You can come here any time, you know, I mean, it is free, you don't have to, I mean, you don't have to write in advance, you just take your bag, you know, yeah, and then come here, and then we give you a kuti to practice. Huh? Yeah? It was the same in Bangkok, you know, people didn't write, you know, can I come? No. They came, you know, and said, can I stay? Yes. No. Even if there are many people, you know, then, you know, for a while I stayed in a kuti with four or five people, yeah? And then after a while, you know, I was the only one, yeah? And then came another, you know, I mean, that's okay, yeah? But here we have enough room, yeah? I mean, yeah? Most people don't like to stay here because we keep the phone. So they can't look up, you know, when they are bored, you know, they can't look, you know, what is going on in the world, yeah? The monks don't have phones here, no? Pāt mai mi tōra sāp, no? Nui yom, no? Tīti pāra nā tīni ko mai mi tōra sāp, no? But you can come any time, no? For 2 days, for 2 weeks, for 2 years, you know, whatever, no? Yes, just put it there, yeah. Yeah, no, down, yeah, okay. Call Thai go, man, dear, man, make out, say, put it. And take it to heart, what I said, huh? Our life is very precious. We should not waste it with all, you know, going after all these little things, yeah? And you practice every day. Upon Yacha Varivaha Para Pariparanti Sakarang Eva Meva Itotinang Ketanang Upakapati Ichitang Patitang Tumhang Kipameva Samichato Sabe Parentu Sankapa Chando Panaraso Yacha Mani chote raso yata sabitio vivacan tusa paroko vina satumate pavatvan parayo sokiti kayoko pava piva dana fele samichang uta pachaino chataro tamma vatanti ayu vano sukhang palam. Medellin, don't hear. Ryan should know that, huh?